life. KVOE AM, KVOE FM, 717 on a Tuesday morning. I'm Scott Hayes, newsmaker today. We're joined by Carla Fessler to talk Haunted Trail. How are you this morning, Carla?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day. Kind of chilly, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's fall. You know, you start thinking, you get the cooler weather, you start thinking, hot cocoa and campfires, and of course we're in October, and so Halloween is just, well, exactly what, 2 weeks from today, so perfect time to have you in to talk a little Haunted Trail, Carla.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited this year. We had a work day at camp last Saturday to get ready, cleaned up a bunch of stuff. We have kind of revamped our Haunted Trail a little bit this year. We're adding a bunch of new things, and so if you've been before, it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be exceptionally scary.
Exceptionally scary. All right, so give us the details. Haunted Trail, when? Camp Alexander is obviously the where, but give us the when, the times, ticket prices, what people need to know, Carla.
We do it for two weekends. This weekend coming up, the 20th and 21st. And next weekend, the 27th and 28th, it is $8 straight across the board for everyone. We start our tours through camp at 7:30, and our last tour is done at 10:30. We have the ESU track team that is helping us. They always help us every year with our setup. Then they also help with our tours as we guide you through our spooky woods. And one thing I want to say before I forget, if I was listening to the weather this morning, kind of says that Saturday's a little iffy. We're going to cross our fingers and pray that it's wonderful out. But just in case, I want to encourage everybody to listen to or look at our Facebook page. And I don't know if I can call the radio station and kind of let you guys know.
Of course
too,
you can. Great. Of course
we would
you
do
can.
It with, awesome. We do it with a little bit of rain, but our trails are, you know, they're muddy. They're in a little slick. And just for safety reasons, we did have to cancel 1 year just to keep everyone safe. So be watching.
Yeah, because ghosts and goblins and all the scary stuff in the woods is okay, but slipping and, you know, going down in the trail, we don't want that.
That's
we want everyone
true.
To be like safe. We want them to be scared, but not right. scared of falling, right?
Right, like when a scary clown maybe or something.
No clowns.
You hate to fall down.
Oh, you've already...
I can't promise no clowns. You know, there was a big movie this year. I can't promise that.
You've already talked Scott out of going, I'll tell you that much. You start talking about clowns.
I
did go see that movie, too, and it has affected me deeply. So, we have the Haunted Trail this Friday and Saturday. We're crossing our fingers on the weather. Looks like more for Saturday night would be the possibility that you may have to make a schedule adjustment. But then again, next
right.
Friday and Saturday as well.
Right.
And so
right.
give us the times on when you're going to start the tours through the woods and when the last group goes out again.
We start at 7:30 and we're done at 10:30. And so if a group's out, we try to, our last group that even goes out will be at 10:30. So we can get out of there and get our college students home so they can rest, because I'm sure that's what college students do on the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, they just go home and sit on the couch and relax.
Right.
Sounds perfectly normal for a college student,
as far as I know.
All right, 720 here, KVOE AM, KVOE FM, visiting with Carla Fessler on the KVOE Valiant Fiber Optic Studio line, our newsmaker interview this morning, talking Haunted Trail at Camp Alexander this Friday and Saturday, next Friday and Saturday. So what is the money raised from this? What do you guys use it for at Camp Alexander, Carla?
We actually share it with the ESU track team because they volunteer their time. And we use this for programming, for sending kids through to camp that may not otherwise get to go. We're getting some maintenance done on our buildings. Our buildings are older. We have some great people that are supporting us and are going to help us put some new siding on, do some things out at camp. So it's always for improvements to make things even more fun every summer at Camp Alexander.
Okay. So anybody who's had a kid that's gone out to camp and seen even what you guys have done just in the last couple years, an event like this one helps continue those improvements and continue to kind of grow the camp and expand what you guys are able to do out there then.
Exactly. And one more thing really quick. This Saturday night, I am privileged to be a judge at the Oktoberfest. And that they also are supporting Camp Alexander. So if you're kind of bored and you want to go watch some really cool beards, down at the Bourbon Cowboy this Saturday night. All of the proceeds for their great fundraiser goes to Camp Alexander, and we really appreciate that, too.
That's right. We had them on Talk of Emporia last week talking about the Octo Beard Fest at the Bourbon Cowboy coming up Saturday night. I believe doors will open at 4:30. They're going to start their contest at 10, or excuse me, at 6, going until 10. They have 10 different categories. It's $20 if you want to enter to have your beard or mustache judged, and it's $5 for spectators. And as you said, Carla, all the money goes to Camp Alexander. So good extra plug there. Well done.
Yay. Well, there are some awesome people, and we have the best community. They support us. I could go on and on about the people that are supporting us, and we really appreciate it because camp is a pretty amazing place for kids.
All right. Well, awesome stuff. The Haunted Trail at Camp Alexander. Give us the times, the dates, and how much it costs again.
Okay. This weekend, the 20th and 21st. Next weekend, the 27th and 28th. $8, and it's from 7:30 to 10:30.
7:30 to 10:30. You said $8?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
$8. And I would not recommend, you know, people have asked me at school, like, you know, would you take little kids? I probably wouldn't recommend taking little kids.
Yeah.
We don't have, like, a kid's route and an adult route. It's kind of scary, and it's in the dark, and it's walking through the woods. So that's at your own discretion, but I wouldn't probably recommend little kids at this haunted trail.
Right. Know your child. Probably look at maybe a 10 to 12-year-old kind of guideline, but kind of know your kid. Definitely,
right.
I would avoid bringing little ones, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, Carla, thanks for the visit this morning. Thanks for taking some time, and have fun scaring everybody the next 2 weekends.
Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
All right. Carla Fessler joining us this morning for the Newsmaker interview, the Camp Alexander Haunted Trail this Friday and Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday, $8. All proceeds go to Camp Alexander to continue improvements out there at the camp. 724 K.